Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf, and we will begin on Daf Yotes on the base, five lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Sholcholei Lamarukva. They sent the following point was raised from Tamarukva, who was the Rosh Bezdin and Bavel. Adar Hasamach Lenissen L'Olam Chaser. As we learned in our previous shiur, the Adar that's next to Nissan is always a chaser. It's always a month that's 29 days. And the reason they did so, explained the Tori Oven, is because they wanted to make sure that people should know more or less when Pesach will be. Moser of Nachman, so Aser of Nachman, if Adar, that's always before Pes, the other that's always before Nisan is a 29-day month. Moser of Nachman, we're going to learn on Daf Chaf Aleph, Ashnei Chadoshim Chalos Shabbos. That for 2 months of the calendar, not only do we have Adam come to Besdin to say when the new month was declared, but we're even allow them to be Mechal Shabbos. We'll Mitzvah Shem discuss what Chil Shabbos is involved. Some say it's all Chil Shabbos. Some say it's just the Malacha Mechamer, leading an animal. Some say it's the Malacha Tchum. But certainly, we're more lenient when we speak about those 2 months than any other months. Says the Gemara, Moser of Nachman, so Ashnei Chadosh Mechalos Shabbos, for the 2 months, for these 2 months, we're always Mechal Shabbos. And this is Tishrei. So, as we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn, Midaraisa, one really should be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for all months of the year to notify when was Rosh Chodesh. But Chazal made a rule that they didn't want there should be Chil Shabbos, and therefore they said for all the months of the year, we don't allow Chil Shabbos, only for Nisan and Tishrei. So makes the Gemara its point. Iyamrit b'shlama, if we're going to say that Nisan, that other, right before Nisan, Zimnan Mali, Zimnan Chaser, sometimes it's a 29-day month, and sometimes it's a 30-day month. So that's why we understand Mishum Hachim Chalalinen. That's why we could understand why Chazal said we could be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, because we're so anxious, as we're going to continue learning in today's shiur, to make sure that Nisan comes out when it ought to come out. And in order to avoid any of these concerns, Chazal said, let's make sure to have the Adam come and to make sure that we know when Rosh Chodesh is. Ella I Amrit. If we're going to say, as we began our shiur today, La'olam chaser, that Nisan is always, that other before Nisan is always a 29-day month, ask the Gemara, Amai Mechal Alinon, why do we have a right to be Mechal Shabbos to let the Adam come? Let us understand when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, if we know that the month before is always 29 days. Answers the Gemara, from the Mitzvah Kadosh Piyaria. Even though we know when Rosh Chodesh will be, there's a specific mitzvah that how the process should work. And the way the process should work is that Adam come and they say that they saw the new moon, and Besdin come, and Besdin, based on their testimony, say that it's Rosh Chodesh. And that's why we want to be able to do that. We want to be able to do that in all months. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of this discussion. Amarav Nachman Afanana Mitanina. We've also learned that other before Nisan should always be Chaser. Because it says in the Mishnah, Ashnei Chadosh Mechalalun, for 2 months of the year, do we allow Adam to be Mechal Shabbos to come say that the Sur the new moon as a Shabbos? Al Nisav Al Tishrei. El Am B'Shlam Al Um Chaser, if we're going to say it's always 29 days, B'Shum Achim Chalinan, the Gemara is teaching us that we're Mechal Shabbos, the reason we're Mechal Shabbos, because even though we know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be, there's a mitzvah, Kadosh Al Pi Ariyah. We want to go through the proper procedure, which involves Adam coming and say that they saw the new aid, the month. Eli Amrit Zimna Mali Zimna Chaser, if we're going to say that it's not always going to be 29 days or 30-day months. Amay mechalolinen. Why are we mechal Shabbos? What should we do is, na'abre idna, let's make Adar into a 30-day month, v'nekatshe lemachar, and we'll make Rosh Chodesh the day after. There's no reason to be mechal Shabbos. What's the worst that could happen? Rosh Chodesh will be pushed off a day? There's no reason why Rosh Chodesh can't be pushed off. And answers the Gemara. Idi ikli yoim shloshim b'Shabbos. If the 30th day is on Shabbos, hachanami, that's a good piece of advice. Hachamai skin ikli yoim shloshim v'echa b'Shabbos. The day 31 is on Shabbos. So Bezdin, the month, as we keep on repeating, has to be either 29, Rosh Chodesh could either be on the 30th day or on the 31st day. Since it has to be on the 31st day, so Beis Din is going to have to make that day into Rosh Chodesh, because they can't make it any other day, can't make it any later. And yes, Beis Din could theoretically make it into Rosh Chodesh without any Edom. They have to make it into Rosh Chodesh without any Edom. But still, it's preferable that the Chodesh should be declared through Edom. Mitzvah l'kadosh al pi Riyah, there's mitzvah to do it through Riyah. And since there's a mitzvah to do it al pi Riyah, that's why we tell them to come, even though we know it's going to be Rosh Chodesh anyway. Maser of Kahana asks Rav Kahana in the Mishnah that we've been discussing, the Mishnah Daf Chof Aleph on the Beis, it says, B'migdash mechalan afa kulan. In the Beis HaMikdash, they, for every month of the year, they allow the Edom to be Mechal Shabbos to come to tell us they saw the new moon. Ramnei had the Karnas Karban, because he wanted to know precisely when Rosh Chodesh was and bring the Karban that's brought on Rosh Chodesh in the proper time. Says the Gemara, Mid Kula, since there's a Hetat Mechal Shabbos, Lam Shem Mitzvah Kaddish Alariya. There's a mitzvah to always do it al pi Riyah with Edom coming to testify, and that's why we allow it to be done that way. So says the Gemara, Nisan and Tishrei Nami La Mishum Mitzvah Kaddish al Riyah. So Nisan and Tishrei, there's also that same reason. So Iam Bishlam Zimna Mole Zimna Chasser. So if we're going to say sometimes Adar is Mole and sometimes Chasser, Bishum Hachi Chalalinan, because we don't know when Rosh Chodesh will be. Ela Amrit Olam Chaser, but if we're going to say it's always going to be 29 days, Amai Mechalalinen, we're going to make it into Rosh Chodesh anyway, says the Gemara to Yufta. What we've established now is that it must be that it's not necessarily going to be 29 days, and since it's not always going to be always 29 days, that's why we have to bring Edom that they should tell us when the Rosh Chodesh is. But as Tosfos points out, even though the maskan of the Gemara is that the Adar before Nisan is sometimes Mole and sometimes Chaser, our meaning is that the Adar before Nisan is always Chaser. Because the Tosfos explains, we want that Adar Rishon in a year where there are two Adars should be Mole. So therefore, the reason is because that when there's a leap year, is the month that's considered the extra month. And since we want it to be that way, Chazal established that that month should always be a 30-day month, and the other before Nisan should always be a 29-day month. Says the Marquis Ula, when Ula came, Amar Abrula Ella, Beis Din went and made Ella into a 29-day, into a 30-day month. Vama Ula, so Ula said, based on that, Yadn Chavrai Bevlayi, my Tavusa of Din Baidayu, says, I wonder if the people in Bovel know what a wonderful thing they did on our behalf. My Tavusa asked the Gemara what was so wonderful that they did. Ula Amma Mashum Yarkya, because if Shabbos Vyontif were to follow one day and the other day, so vegetables that are eaten raw and were picked before the first day of Yontif, they didn't live in a world of refrigerators, so by the second day, they would spoil. So by creating a situation where Yontif will not be back-to-back, they make that the vegetables will be fresh. Rav Asa b'Chanina Amar, what is it gained by doing this sometimes, is Shemasya. That if Shabbos and Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur comes out on Friday or on Sunday, so if somebody's going to Nebuch, unfortunately, Rechman Tzlan passed away in the first day of those 2 days, we're not going to be able to make the Kvura until the end of the second day. That means if Yom Kippur is on Friday and then Shabbos, we wouldn't be able to make the Levaya until Matzah Shabbos. Or if Yom Kippur was on Sunday and somebody passed away on Shabbos, we would not be able to make the Levaya until Sunday night. And there's a concern that the Nifter may decompose. But by making El into a 30-day month, what you accomplish is that Yom Kippur won't be right after Shabbos, or Shabbos won't be right after Yom Kippur, and we'll be able to save that problem. We'll be able to save that problem from happening. So the question is: when we learned this Gemara in Masechet Beya, we learned that indeed on Shabbos, on Yom Tov Rishon, we're not allowed to bury a mace through Yisraelim, but we're allowed to use a goy. So why is there such a problem? We could use Akum to bury the mace. So the Rav Yoh, because of this question, says one point is that people were very reluctant to use Akum to bury the Neftarim. And the other reason the Rav Yoh says is what happens if they live in a place where there are no Akum available, and therefore that is not an option. And therefore you're going to have back the concern of that the mason will not be buried, and it's not a covered a mace. It's also interesting to point out that the Miri says that when we learned this sugya, the Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah said another reason why they would sometimes manipulate the calendar is because they did not want Hoshana Rabbah to fall on Shabbos. And the Turi Evin and the Miri ask, why doesn't our Gemara mention that reason? Says the Gemara, apparently in the Zman of the Tanoim, of the early Tanoim, that wasn't the area of concern. And they weren't concerned if Hashanah Rabbah would be on Shabbos. And that's why the Gemara didn't quote that reason. So the Gemara just gave us two reasons why they would sometimes make Elul into a 30-day month, either B'Shem Yarka or B'Shem Asya. So I asked the Gemara, my benayu, what is the nafkamina la'alocha between these two reasons? Answers, the Gemara, ik benayu yom kippur m'shchalius achas Shabbos. The nafkamina will be when Yom Kippur falls on Sunday. The mandama that's concerned that the mason will decompose, and if we don't make the levaya until Motz Yom Kippur, ma'avrinon. That's a reason to make Elul into a 30-day month. However, the mandama that says the concern is for the vegetables, lame is kaboyluhu. When do we need the vegetables? Because let's understand, if we have Shabbos and then Yom Kippur, so we're going to pick the vegetables Erev Shabbos. If we're going to pick them on Erev Shabbos, they'll be fine on Shabbos. When will there be a problem? The next day. But the next day is Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we don't eat. When do you need to eat? Only Le'urta, on Matzah Yom Kippur. Le'urta, L'urcha, Tarech Ma'asya. So Matzah Yom Kippur, we'll go get new vegetables, and we won't have a problem. So the Manda Amar, Mishim Rakia, asked the Gemara, so that's why for that concern, we don't have to manipulate the Rosh Chodesh. But ask the Gemara, yes, according to the Mandam that's concerned for the fresh vegetables, we don't have that concern when it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. But ask the Gemara, the Mandam Mishim Rakia, even though that concern isn't there, but ask the Gemara, Lamabri Mishim Asya, why isn't there a concern about the Niftarim? El Ikabinayu, says the Gemara, what is the Nafkamina? Yontav HaSamach L'Shabbos. The situation where Rosh Hashanah is next to Shabbos, Bein Milfanel, that means if your Shana comes out on Friday, Bein Melchareel, or whether your Shana comes out on Sunday. Mandam Shemriakra, the Manda Amar, who's concerned about vegetables, Mabrinan. We have to manipulate the Rosh Chodesh in order that we shouldn't have a problem that on Rosh, that we're going to have 2 days in which we eat, either Rosh Hashanah Shabbos or Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, where we need fresh vegetables and they don't last that long. However, Mandam Shemasya, the Mandam that's concerned about the Mason, Efsheba Amami, if somebody's Nifter on Yontif, we could use Akum to bury him, and therefore that's not concerned. But ask the Gemara, so according to him, that we're not worried about the Levaya, because he says we always could find a Goy to make the Levaya, so that's not his concern. But Madam Shemasi Labrim Shemriyakra, so the Gemara, there's a way of solving the problem with the vegetables. Efshe Bechamimi, that you could always keep them in hot water, and by keeping them in hot water, they're going to stay fresh. And the pshat that I like to repeat is the pshat that Rabbeinu Chananu. Fresh vegetables would typically get spoiled, and that's why Chazal were concerned. But cooked vegetables don't get spoiled so quickly. So you want to be able to have vegetables on the 2 days Yontif. There's a way that you could have vegetables on the 2 days, even on the second day, by cooking them, and they're still edible on the second day. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi. So if we're saying that a reason that they sometimes made El into a 30-day month is because of Yirakir and Maisa, Maishna Lidon, that why is that so great for us? The Gemara, when it started this piece of Gemara, do the people from Bavel realize what a wonderful favor we did for them? But these favors, this favor that was articulating that was being done, wasn't done only for people in Bavel. I feel the two Nami, for Yisrael, also it's a favor, these two concerns, answers the Gemara. Lidon, Chavel on Avel. Bavel was very hot, very humid. It was in a valley. And therefore, there's a greater concern that the vegetables will get spoiled, that the mace, Rachman al-Tzlan, will decompose. Lidit who? Whereas the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Lechavel al-Alma, the world, it wasn't so humid where they lived. And since it wasn't so humid where they lived, they were these concerns about not having fresh vegetables or that the mace, or what happened to the Niftarim, wasn't there. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true that we manipulate the calendar when we see a need? Vatana Rabbi Bashmul. Rabbi Bashmul taught us the following braisa. Yochel. That sometimes when there's a need, we make the year into a leap year. And as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis teaches us, there are a number of reasons why Chazal, where Bezdin sometimes could see the need to make it into a leap year. One is that we want Pesach should always be in the spring. Another reason is that we want that it should fall in the Tekufas Nisan Pesach, and Sukkah should be in the Tekufas Tishrei. Another reason is that by Shavuos, all the fruit should already be ripe. So we sometimes, when Bezdin sees these circumstances, so just like we could add a month and make it into a leap year for a reason, and the Sof Chamim says a Pashta Svara. He says, if we could go and add 30 days to a year, a whole month, 29, 30 days to a year, just to make it into a leap year, because Bezdin sees such a need, certainly the halacha should be that if there's a Bezdin sees a need that for to make Rosh Chodesh on a different date, they should be allowed to add a day, much less significant. Tam Leimer, to that says the Braisa. The Pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim, Kzeh Re'eh V'Kadesh. We only have a right to make Rosh Chodesh when Edom come and say they see the new moon. So here we see that we're not allowed to manipulate for Rosh Chodesh. We just finished learning that Ula said that it was wonderful that when they saw a need, that they manipulated the Rosh Chodesh for these needs. Amar Rabbi Lekasha. This that we said that we're allowed to manipulate Rosh Chodesh is La'abroi, to make Rosh Chodesh, to make the previous month 30 days, even though it should have been 29 days. The Kan Lakachai, but to make the month a 29-day month, when it really should be a 30-day month, that we're not allowed to do. Vachakamer. And this is what the Braisa means to say. Yochel k'shem shem abram sashana. Just like we add a month to the year, as a chaydish, l'tzayrich, when we can add a day to a month when Besdin sees there's a need to do so. Kach mekachin sechaydish l'tzayrich. We should make the day a month shorter when Besdin sees that that's what's good for the calendar. Tamaloyma, we can't make a month, we can't make a day into Rosh Chodesh until the new moon has been seen. And if the new moon has not yet been seen, we can't declare it Rosh Chodesh, even though it's for Bezdin's. Bezdin thinks it's publicly, it's preferable that that's when Rosh Chodesh should be. Says the Gemara, this is supporting what we just learned. Ki hadam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, ma'ayman al oidim al chodesh nir bezmanay, oidim that came to see, say that they saw the new moon on the 30th day. And therefore, Besdin ought to declare that day as Rosh Chodesh. Besdin could be ma'ayim, could force, start threatening the oidim and make the oidim not be comfortable that they, with their testimony, that today was Rosh Chodesh La'abroi. If Besdin sees a need to make Rosh Chodesh the next day. However, says the Gemara, Ema Ayman al Eidim al Chodesh Loi Nir Bezmanoi. If the moon wasn't yet seen, you can't force people to say, L'kachoi, that they should be able to say that the new moon was already seen, even though it wasn't seen. That we're not allowed to do. We could push it off, but we can't make it earlier. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? For Shalachle Rabbi Yehuda Nesiler of Ami, Hevi Yoidin Shekol Yomish Rabbi Yochanan Hayimam Deini. As long as Rabbi Yochanan was alive, he taught us. And as the Sif Sechama points out, that Rabbi Yochanan, we know, the Gemara says, was Maruch Yomim. He lived a very long life. And even though he lived this long life, he was consistent with this halacha that he's just about to teach us. Shalach Rabbi Yehuda, the sealer of Ami, have yoidin shekol yom shav yochanan hayom lamdeinu, my ayman al oidim al choydish shaloi lira b'zmanoi, edim, that come to say edim, say edis on the moon that wasn't seen on the 30th day, lakachoi, that they should say that they saw it. Even though they actually had not seen the new moon had not yet come out, that Yoimarinu, they should be able to say that they saw it. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan did not only allow for the pushing off of Rosh Chodesh, but he allowed to manipulate and even get the Edom to say something which they didn't see, to say Rosh Chodesh was a day earlier. Answers the Gemara Amar Bai Lakasha. Ha, this Rabbi Yochanan said that sometimes we push them to say something that's not true, to say that the moon was already seen, was Nisan v'Tishrei. And Nisan v'Tishrei, as we're going to learn, we're so concerned about the dates that when Yonta fall. So since we're so concerned the dates that Yonta fall, we do so. B'Shar Chodashim, but in the other months of the year, we are not going to allow that to happen, and therefore we won't manipulate the Edom in that way. So the Gemara is teaching us incredible chiddush. The Gemara is teaching us that under certain circumstances, we allow Edom, or we ask Edom to say something which may not be true if there's a real purpose. And the Shas Tshuvas, Tayr Lishma, Simen Shin Ayin Aleph, discusses a situation where there was a woman. We know that the Torah is very specific in Hilchos Yerusha. And sons are Yarshim Midaraisa, not daughters. But that's the Torah law, but not the Halacha. And the question is, there was such a daughter who was irreligious, and she was taking her brothers to secular court that she should be entitled to a share of the inheritance. And the question was, could the brothers falsify a document to write that the father had written that the Yerusha should be given as the Torah prescribes, even though he had not written that? And the question is, that is, are we allowed to do that because it was being done for the purpose? He says that, so the Torah Lishma says, it seems that our Gemara is paskening that when necessary, we may do so. However, he says that only in the case of our Gemara, where it's a question where Bezdin is doing it, and as we've been learning, because Bezdin saw that it's the welfare of all of Klal Yisrael on the table. And not only is the welfare of Klal Yisrael on the table, it's also a situation that Bezdin, as we're going to learn in our sugyas, was given the right to make that decision, when is Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, since Bezdin was given the right to decide when is Rosh Chodesh, they have a right to do so and even manipulate. But it's not necessarily that that's the case when there's a family that's in a dispute. And he certainly says we have to think about the Chil Hashem that could come out from such a story that Bezdin allowed people to do something so terrible. And therefore he says, even though from our Gemara it seems that under certain circumstances such a behavior is tolerated, it's something that should be avoided at all cost. Says the Gemara, Rava Omer, Hadatani Rabbi Bashmul. This the Rabbi Bashmul said that we never manipulate the months under any circumstances. Says the Gemara, Acherim hi. It represents the opinion of the Acherim. The Tanya, Acherim Imrim, Ein bein etzeres letzeres, vein bein Rosh Hashanah ela arba yamim bilvad. As we've discussed many times, the Mylid, which we're going to speak about more, the new moon, appears every 29 and a half days. The new moon appears every 29 and a half days, but we can't have Rosh Chodesh at 29 and a half days, because a Jewish month has to be full days, either 29 days or 30 days, never 29 and a half. He says, the Chayim opinion is that the way this is resolved, is that we have 1 month 29, 1 month 30, always an equal amount, 29, 30, 29, 30. If we're going to have a year exactly that way, that the 12 months of the year are 6 are 29-day months and 6 are 30-day months, the year will have exactly 354, the lunar year will have exactly 354 days. If the year will have exactly 354 days, 350 is divided by 7, 50 weeks, and there's a remainder of 4 days. If there's a remainder of 4 days, it's always possible to figure out when Yontif will be next year. If I know when Yontif this year is on Sunday, next year Yontif will be removed by 4, will always be 4 days later. If the year that we're talking about is a leap year. So again, as we've been discussing, the beginning of today's shir, the Adar Sheni is always going to be 29 days. So if Adar Sheni is going to be 29 days, so 28 is divided by 7, is 4 weeks, and then we have a remainder of 1. So in a leap year, we're going to have a 5-day separation from when Yontif is this year to when Yontif is next year. So the Chayim's opinion is that Ein bein atzeres latzeres, between this year Shavuos and next year Shavuos, Ein bein Rosh Hashanah, between this year Rosh Hashanah and next year Rosh Hashanah, Ela Arba Yom Bilvad, there's always 4 days. From Hoysa Shana and Uberes, as we just explained, Chamish Yom, there's always going to be 4 days. So according to this, nothing is ever manipulated. We always follow this order. And therefore the discussion that if Bezdin sees the need doesn't apply according to the Chayim. Rav Dimi ben Hador Masi Epcha. Rav Dimi ben Hador said just the opposite of Rabbi Shu ben Levi said. He says, we could force people that nobody saw the new moon to say that they saw L'Kachoy. If Adam saw the new moon, we can't tell them to say that they didn't see it. In other words, for people that didn't see the new moon, to tell them to say that they saw it is acceptable. But people who did not see the new moon, and we're going to say that they should say that they did see it, is not acceptable. Ask them, Ramai Tama. Ha-mechse k'shikra. When the moon was seen, and then we're going to force the Edom to retract and say that they did not see the new moon, it looks like a lie. Because just like these two people saw the new moon, many people might have seen the new moon. And since many people might have seen the new moon, and now Besdin, and we know Edom must have seen the new moon, and Edom must have come to Besdin to tell Besdin that they saw the new moon, and then we're not going to accept their testimony. So people who saw the new moon are going to say, what's going on here? The new moon was already seen. Why is it not? Why are we not declaring Rosh Chodesh? But if we have a situation where the new moon was not seen, and Besdin forced them to see that, say that they saw the new moon, that's not going to look so unacceptable to people. The reason it's not going to look so unacceptable to people is because people are going to say, I didn't see the new moon, but the Edom must have seen the new moon. So the Gemara is saying a very big chiddush. It's more acceptable to accept. It's more acceptable to accept to make the month Rosh Chodesh earlier than it should have been. Am Shmuel. Shmuel comments. Yechulna l'skunet kula goyva. I could tell to the whole goyla, I am an expert in astronomy, and I could know when the new moon will be seen. And based on being able to say when the new moon will be seen, we could always know when Rosh Chodesh will be. Amlai Abba Avud Rav Shmuloi Lasmoi. Yoda Haimilsa, the Tanya B'Soda Ibur. So here he makes a comment that he's such an expert in astronomy, and he could always tell us when the new moon will be. So he says, there's something which was known as the Soid HaEber, the secret of the Eber, which means that this is the basis of being able to calculate when the Moel would be. Noila Kodim Chatzos or Noila Er Chatzos. There's a difference in Halacha when the new moon is visible, whether before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Amloi Loi. So he says, are you able to calculate when exactly the new moon will be visible? Amalei, so Shmuel says Loi. So he said, no, I don't know. Amalei, so Abba said to Shmuel, but the Hola Yodamar, if you're not able to figure that out, then that shows that you're actually not that proficient in Hilchus, in all the halachas around Kiddush HaChodesh, and knowing when the new month ought to begin, and you shouldn't be so sure that you could always make that calculation properly. So, Kisolik Reb Zeira. So when Reb Zeira came to Yisrael, Shalach Luhu, he sent to his colleagues in Bavel some of the halachas that he learned about the new moon, the new month. Tzarech shehei laila v'yomai min ha-chodesh. The first thing that he taught him was that when we speak about the new moon, we have to speak about that the new moon was already seen on the same day, the night of the 30th. And if the new moon was not yet seen, then we will make Rosh Chodesh that night, even though it's seen the next day, it's too late to make it into Rosh Chodesh that day, and Rosh Chodesh will be the next day, the 31st day of the previous month. And the second halacha taught him, Zu Shama Abba Avu Rav Simloi, Mechashem Es Taldoisoi, we figure out when the Moilet is, Noilet Koidim Chatzois, if the new moon came out before Chatzois of the 30th day, then we're going to know that the new moon is going to be visible in Eretz Yisrael still that day. However, if the Moilid is not before Chatzos of the day, the moon will not be visible on that day in Eretz Yisrael. Lamai nafgamina, why do we have to know this state fact? If we know that the moon cannot be seen that day, and Edom come and say that they did see the new moon that day, we know what they're saying is not true. And the way to understand this Gemara, at least in a summary fashion, is as follows. The 6 hours before the Moilad, 6 hours before the new moon emerges, nobody could see the moon anywhere. Similarly, the first 6 hours after the new moon emerges, the moon is not visible anywhere. Because during those 12 hours, six before the Moilad and six after the Moilad, the moon is so small that no one could see it. The 12 hours before those 6 hours, there are places where the moon is visible and there are places where it's not visible. And the same thing is for the 12 hours after the 6 hours after the Moilad. Some places during those 12 hours, it will be visible, and some places it will not be visible. And the way to understand this line is as follows. The sun and the moon go around the world, go around the sky from east to west. At the beginning of the month, the sun goes up in the east side before the moon. So in the morning when the moon goes up, we can't see the moon in the morning because the sun is already up and the rays of the sun block us from being able to see the moon. And at night, the sun goes down before the moon and therefore we will be able to see the moon. At the end of the month, the moon is visible in the morning before the sun. So we could see the old moon in the morning before the sun comes up. But when the moon goes down, it goes down before the sun goes down and it wouldn't be visible. Bavel is to northeast of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, since it's in the east side, that's why in Bavel they could see the moon up to 6 hours before the Moilad, but they can't see the moon, the new moon, up to 18 hours after the new moon is after the Moilad. On the other hand, in Eretz Yisrael, it's just the opposite, because Eretz Yisrael is more to the west, so we can't see the old moon already for 18 hours before the Moilad, but 6 hours after the Moilad, we'll be able to see the new moon. And therefore, as the Gemara just said, since these are facts in the sky, the Edom say testimony. And if their testimony is not consistent with the facts that we just discussed, then we can't accept their testimony. And says the Gemara, what we just learned. Amrav Zeir, Amrav Nachman, Esrim v'Ab Shah Michsi Sahara. There are 24 hours where we can't see the moon. L'Dedan, we in Bavel, Shish Me'atika, the last 6 hours of the old moon, because we're on the east side, where we can't see the old moon. V'Tam Nisar Mecharata, and the first 18 hours after the Moilad, we can't see the new moon. L'Dedhu, the people who live in Eretz Yisrael, it's just the opposite. Shish Mecharata, the first 6 hours after the Moilad, we cannot see the new moon. The Tamni Sarmatika, and the last 18 hours of the old moon, the moon is not visible. And Lamay Nafkamina, as we said, Omer of Ashi, Lechushi Sadi. Amamar. And then the Gemara teaches us another halacha. When we speak about the new moon, the day that could be Rosh Chodesh, so we said sometimes a month is only a 29-day month. And day 30 of this month is already the first day of the next month. But the only time we can make that, we could treat the next month as Rosh Chodesh. We could treat day 30 as Rosh Chodesh only in the situation when She'elayla v'yoyim en achodesh. Only in a situation where the night of the 30th and the day of the 30th, we already see the new moon. Ask the Gemara Manolan. From where we know this halacha, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, because the pasuk says by Yom Kippur, "V'nisim es nafshe seichem b'tish l'chodesh be'erev me'erev at erev tish b'su shabbatchem." The Torah says that when we speak about the fast that's on 10 days in Tishrei, Yom Kippur, we always follow the day follows the night. Rish Lakish Amar, the pasuk, we learned this from the pasuk by Karmen Pesach. The pasuk says,
by Yom Tov Pesach, Barishim ba'aba also Yom L'chodesh be'erev toich l'matzis, Adi Yom Echad ve'esrim l'chodesh be'erev. The chiv to eat matzah ends on the night after the 21st of Nisan, which is Shvi'i Shel Pesach, because the night after the 21st of Pesach is already 21st of Nisan is already considered the 22nd day in Nisan, and since it's already considered the 22nd day in Nisan, it's no longer Pesach. So ask the Gemara, both of these opinions have really taught us the same concept. They both have taught us the concept that in halacha, as we well know, in Jewish law, the day follows the night. So what's the nefkamina from which pasuk we learn it? Abai Amar, Meshmas Darshan Ikvanayu. He says there's really no halachic nefkamina. The entire nefkamina is just from which pasuk do we learn this from? Do we learn it from the pasuk by Yom Kippur, or do we learn it from the pasuk by Pesach? Rav Amar, there is a nafkamina. Chatzos Laila Ikbenayu. What happens if the new moon was seen at night, but it was after Chatzos? So now the question, according to Reish Lakish, that we learn it from Achilas Matzis. So when we speak about Achilas Matzis, Chatzos makes a very big nafkamina. Because the first night of Pesach, we're obligated to eat matzah. For the balance of Pesach, of course, we may not eat chametz, but we're not obligated to eat matzah. So therefore, when we speak about Pesach, Chatzos is considered the time when Yom Tov really begins. As long as the new moon was seen before Chatzos, even though it wasn't seen at the beginning of the night, it's still going to be considered that that's a day that the night and day had the new moon. Whereas the Madam that learns it from Yom Kippur will hold that the new moon has to be seen at the beginning of the night. And if it only gets seen later in the night, it's not going to be considered what we started this piece of Gemara by saying, Tzoruch Shei Leila V'yomoy Min HaChodesh. I'm Rav Zeira, I'm Rav Nachman. Kol Sveikel Kamei Shadinen. Whenever we have a question, when Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we don't know in Chutz La'aretz, we have to keep 2 days Rosh Chodesh. We keep the next day. We always think about the next day as being the Sveik of the Yoyma. And the Memra, what it means to say that in Chutz La'aretz, where they don't know exactly where the Shlichim didn't arrive, as we're going to discuss in our coming Shir, if the Shlichim didn't arrive and they don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, so they keep Yontav Chamisa the Shitz Avdinen. On the 15th and 16th, they keep the Yontav Pesach and Sukkot. Babesa, on the 15th, day loy avdinen. Ask the Gemara, but why not? If we're concerned that we in Chutz La'aretz are not sure when Rosh Chodesh was declared, so ask the Gemara, v'levet nami abesa. We should also have to keep Yontif on the 14th day, dim mechasru la'av v'chasru l'elo. Why should we not be concerned that both Av and Elo were 29-day months, and therefore Yontif is a day earlier? Answers the Gemara, Trei Yach Chasirei. It's very uncommon that they should have 2 consecutive months that don't have 29 days. And since it's so uncommon that we should have 2 months that are chaser, if it would happen, Kola Islahu, everybody would know that happened, and they would know that when Yom Tov is. And therefore, we don't need to be concerned that that happened. And since we don't need to be concerned that that happened, therefore, we could only have to worry about the 15th and the 16th because of the Sfeik of the Yoyma, but not the 14th.